B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:37. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And partly cloudy today. 59's your high. Going to be a rainy Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, we'll have to find other things to do, right, LBF?
Yes. And Dirty Laundry is brought to you by the Crew Pack. And Bob.
Yeah.
What does Memorial Day mean?
Memorial Day weekend, that means movies, movies, movies. And we got the guy joining us today, our friend from Fandango.com, Harry Medved from Hollywood. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh,
thank
you.
You just had one, didn't you?
Yeah, nothing of note, just another birthday. But anyway.
Come on. Always a notable day when it's your birthday.
Thanks, Harry. I appreciate
that. It was a national holiday.
It was a great birthday.
Yeah,
my wife
right?
went all out.
Bob Bronson Day.
But Harry, let's talk about movies. It's going to be a movie type of weekend in Boston. Lots of rain.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So what's playing?
Oh, gosh. Well, this weekend you've got Cruella, which, by the way, I think it's on Disney Plus for like an extra $30. But why not see it in the theater where you can have a lot more fun, in my opinion?
Yeah.
Cruella, of course, is the origin story of Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. Remember, they made a movie with Glenn Close a while back where she's playing Cruella de Vil. In this case, it's Emma Stone.
Okay.
She's in the origin story, and she is a young wannabe fashion designer in 1970s punk rock London. And she meets up with Emma Thompson, who is a very famous fashion designer. And the two of them are battling each other throughout the whole movie. It's like a battle of the villains. Mm-hmm. The movie is very much like Joker, Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very dark. Yeah. For a Disney movie, this is like one of the darkest you'll ever see, I think.
It's The Devil Wears Dalmatian.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Very good. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the same screenwriter as Devil Wears Prada. Look, I just get two bits of warning. It's not for young kids. It really isn't. There's a lot of death in this movie for Disney.
It's a lot of death and Bambi, really but okay.
What are they doing?
Very dark. And there's a lot of fashion, too. And I'm not a big fashionista.
Yeah.
But they make it pretty interesting.
It's a fun ride.
So it's fun. All right, that's good.
Okay.
Really dark. Oh, the other movie is Quiet Place Part 2, which is the number one film on Fandango leading into the weekend. The reason why it's doing so well at advanced ticket sales is that you can only see this in theaters. Mm. And it's only going to be in theaters for a long time. And I didn't know where they were going to go with it after John Krasinski gave us Quiet Place Part 1. Like, how do you follow this family with Emily Blunt and the kids? The first one was $17 million is what it cost, and it made $300 million. I think this film's going to do great, too. I love the first movie. This one's chilling. The real star of the film is Melissa Simmons. She's a deaf actress from the beginning of the first one, and she becomes like Ripley in Aliens. She is a kick-ass heroine. She is absolutely fantastic. And I think the film will do really well this weekend.
That's good. All right. So, Harry, there's a survey that you guys have at Fandango.com.
Well, yeah, we just didn't know how people felt about going back to the theaters. I guess in Boston, theaters are opening up Saturday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's been a run. So I'm telling you, the kids have to be ready to go. Not just kids, but it's fun for everybody to get out of that house.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, here's the good thing about it is that we weren't sure if people were, like, comfortable with going back to the theater. We surveyed people throughout the Northeast asking them, you've been back to the theater, what do you think? 93% are gratified with the way the theater is looking and how clean it is.
That's
the floors
true too.
Have never been cleaner.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
And 87% said the theaters were doing a great job in keeping them safe and making them feel safe. 70% of the audience is vaccinated. Happy to see that.
Yeah.
So I think when you go back to the theater this weekend, you're going to be pretty happy, I hope. It's great. The audiences who have been there already throughout the rest of the country are just thrilled. So it's a good time to go back to the movies.
Well, it's a great weekend for it, too. Let's put some butts in those seats right now, Harry. What do you say? You have a code for us to give away?
We do. We do indeed. Hard to believe we're giving away movie tickets.
Yes, I love it.
Exciting.
So what's it worth?
It's $40 worth of tickets.
Okay.
So it's definitely good for at least two tickets.
All right, let's do it. Let's give away those right now. LBF, give me a quick pick number.
Caller number 11.
How about that? 888-410-1057. Movies are back. So is Harry from Fandango.com. Thanks, Harry, for all you do. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, guys. Welcome back to the movies. Happy to go back.
We'll be talking all summer. Harry Medved.
You bet.
From Hollywood, that's Harry. Nice of him to get up early this morning, talk about those movies that are coming out, and giving away a pair of tickets. Well, it's $40 worth of movies. So
that's great.
That's at least two, right? I'd like to think.
I hope so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.